Ooh, she did look a little winded there. That's going to be Sineski's 13th foul. Grab it first. First for USA. Takes a shot from 10 feet out on the baseline. She misses it. Goes into Hale. Hale gets the ball to her guard spot. They're close. Krause brings it across the timeline to the right side to Stauffer. Stauffer looks around, back to Krause. Krause throws the left side set, draws the shot, and all she's doing is shooting that from underneath. She's just waiting for the defender to put her arms up, and she shoots from underneath. Not even an orthodox shot, she's looking for the foul.
No, but you're exactly right. She's making that dribble drive. She gets the two of them to collapse, and then she just goes up underneath their arms, and there's really no way they can get their hands out of the way fast enough to not get that foul call.
And over at the Nouvelle District with Beaverton, Nouvelle at the end of the first leads 8-4. Over Beaverton.
Krause missed her first free throw. Andrew's second again, so she's only 1 of 6, which is extremely surprising for Lauren Krause.
That's a surprising score for Nouvelle, though. 8-4 with Beaverton at home. So the score remains 13-6. USA with the ball here, looking to pick up something here. They need a basket here, I think, Brent, just to keep themselves mentally in the game. And a turnover. First has a pocket tip there by Krause, and Krause takes it coast-to-coast and lays it up off the glass. Nice move there.
You know, one thing that Sandusky's doing is they're really looking to double-team first every time she gets the ball, and USA has not figured out a way to run plays without getting it into her hands.
And this is going to let them know that. We'll be back after this break.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun, but even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane,
move 15-6 over USA. And Brent, we were talking off air there. The Patriots have shot themselves in the foot. The Sineski's only had 3 real steals in this whole game, or defensive takes. And here's another one that's actually theirs to take. Patriots are just not making good passes.
Yeah, it's really. I'm not doing just credit to Sineski's defense, but you're exactly right. A lot of these turnovers have been unforced. That one was a great steal by Whitney Fox, and then she found the cutting Lauren Krause going to the basket, and she's going to go to the line for 2 more shots.
And that's going to be Valentine's first, the team's fifth. And it's just that it's just not strong passes, and you can't blame it all on the passer, but the receiver for the pass for USA is not really coming to the ball either. You got to help these guys out when they're getting pressure.
Well, the other piece of that is the person dribbling the ball to the court for USA has got to take it a little farther up into the press. They're settling too far back, and they're making long passes. They got to shorten up their passes.
And she made both of those, so it extends Sandusky's lead to 17-6. USA gets the ball down. Ewald with it now. She swings it over to the right side to Valentine. Back up to Gremmel at the top. Gremmel tries to go in the middle. She bounce passes into first. First gets to Ewald. Ewald makes a nice move around the defender. Nice move to get around foul.
It really was. A great offensive move by Chelsea Ewald. They had her contained a couple times. She made that last dribble move and then made the nice bucket.
So they get 2 points here, and they need to get a defensive stop, but they leave Krause right open. She bounce passes into Hale. Hale throws it out to Fox, and this time we're going to get a 3-second call.
I think
we're
travel. Yep, 3-second call on Emily Hale.
She had been in there for a little bit, so that was a good call. So USA needs to capitalize right here and come down the court and score another bucket here. They get it to Gremmel on the sideline, but right away USA jumps in there and ties them up. Stauffer, and Sineski's not afraid to jump in there and get aggressive and go for a foul. If they take their chances, they go for the ball. If they get the foul, they're happy with it. If they get the steal, they're happy.
Well, the other thing is USA got to be smarter than making a pass like they did. Jessica Gremmel was across that court, but that's not a place you want to pass her the ball. And she was kind of lucky to keep that ball tied up.
And I'm surprised that they're setting up in those favorite little areas. You know, we all know as coaches that right there is a big pressure area across the timeline. You don't want to be in that box, but that seems to be right where USA is setting up. 4:35 to go. Sineski with the lead here in the first half. 17-8. USA with the ball. First tries to take it down the lane, but she can't get there. She feeds it back out to Gremmel. Gremmel gives it to Valentine. Valentine smothered there by Sineski. And up with the ball is Fox. And Fox and first are going to go down to the floor. And they're going to finally call a timeout first by Sandusky. We'll be back right after this break.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School after a quick timeout by Sandusky. 17-8, halfway through the first half, second quarter. Sandusky with the ball, throwing it around to Klaus. They swing it around to Stoffer. Stoffer's going to finally shoot a three. It's no good. Long rebound into the hands of Gremmel. And over on the long rebound there to USA. Ewald brings the ball up the court. Now she gets the first at the free throw line extended. Her shot's no good. Rebound comes down, goes right into the hands of Fox. Nobody seems to be boxing out real well down there.
Well, Sandusky's doing such a good job of keeping the guards outside for USA that there's no way they can crash the board. So if one of their bigs takes a shot, it only leaves one person left to try and go get the rebound.
And that time, Sandusky came down and went up with a quick shot. Fortunately for USA, it did not go in, but rebound was controlled by the Patriots. Got a score for me over on the Class D side, Bay City All Saints 11, Michigan Lutheran Seminary 9. And now we're going to get a blocking call here on Sandusky, and that's going to go against Grabbit. And that's going to be her second foul, team fourth. 3:37 to go, Brent. 17-8, USA. They need to settle down here because you know how Sandusky will come out at halftime.
Well, they got to do two things. They got to settle down and they got to create some offense. They got to find a way to get some easy offense. And there again is another errant pass from the top of the key right out of bounds.
And it's USA doing it to themselves. Not to give credit to Sandusky, as you said, but USA is doing it to themselves. And Sandusky's got them frustrated right now. At the end of the first quarter, Vassar 9, Brown City 8.
Chelsea Ewald was on the bench here for all of about 10 seconds, and she's coming back right away to help out for the ball handling with USA.
And a long three-pointer there by Fox. No good. Rebound control there by Schuss. Schuss feeds it out to Bitzer. Bitzer gets it up the court to Eisengruber. Eisengruber goes up, and she's going to be reached in by Kraus. And Kraus was just going for the foul. She had nothing to lose there. She didn't even look. Didn't care. I'm going to foul her.
Yep. It was going to be an uncontested layup, and she wasn't going to mess around. She made sure she got her hand on Tammy Eisengruber and at least make her earn them at the free throw stripe.
And I think Eisengruber was almost too far under the basket there. So hopefully she can make these. And she gets that first one in there. And Eisengruber had 2 points last week for Wednesday night. Seems like a week ago to me already.
She had some good looks. Just couldn't convert some late in the game. But she played a good game. Just didn't score a lot of points.
She missed those free throws down the stretch last time, and I don't think she's going to miss them tonight. She made the first of the 1-1, not the second, but makes it 17-9. Sandusky controls the rebound. They push the ball up the right side. Now they feed it down into Hale. Hale goes up over the top of Schuss. No good. Rebound fought for it by the 2-10s, and it comes out to USA. And she feeds it to Fox, and Fox is left wide open for the three.
Yeah,
nobody saw.
Well, that was a factor of the long rebound with Sandusky. Grabbits went in there, got the long rebound, and found Fox wide open. Nobody had her, and it was an easy three-pointer.
And Patriots did exactly what you just said. They're trying to make that pass too soon against the press. Bitzer had nobody on her, and she was trying to make the pass already up the court and got called for a travel. She could have easily brought that ball up to the court.
You're
15 feet farther.
Absolutely right. The guard's got to bring the ball up the court, dribble, and force them to cover you before you get rid of the ball.
Sandusky gets it into Hale. Hale throws it back out. Now they spin it to the left corner to Stoffer. Stoffer swings it up to the top to Kraus. Kraus' three misses everything, but the rebound is controlled by Grabbit. She gives it to Stoffer. Stoffer makes the 19-footer, making it 22-9. Sandusky with the lead. 2 minutes to go, 2:30 to go here in the first, or the second quarter, I'm sorry. Wide open Kraus. Kraus gives it to Del Semperia for the layup. She misses it. Rebound by Kraus. Nice follow up to get their own rebound. Tries to go up again and loses the ball. And now we're going to get a foul on the way down, and we'll see who it's going to go against.
I believe they're going to call against USA's Chelsea Bitzer. No, it is against USA, but against Schultz.
And she was on her way down falling, gave a little bit of a shove there to the Sandusky defender. Kraus comes up, throws it in the corner to Fox. Fox is picked up immediately there. This time, Kraus is way back. She gives it to Grabbit. Grabbit throws it back to Kraus. Kraus hands it off to the free throw line to Hale. Hale's covered there. Throws it out to Grabbit for three. Grabbit's a three, no good. Rebound control by Stoffer. They get it back up to Grabbit. She loses control, but Stoffer picks it up. Now Kraus has it. She swings it over to Fox. Fox swings it over to the middle, and it goes to Scoffer, and they get it inside to Hale, who skips it back to the top to Krause, who drives the lane and lays it up off the glass. Easy bucket for Sandusky.
You know, one thing that Sandusky does so well is all of their receivers of the basketball step towards the pass, and this makes it them much easier to then decide what you want to do with it, and it's definitely paying dividends so far.
Fundamentally sound, and right there on contact is Krause with the steal at half court, and easy